We're back once again with ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. For some time now, we've been taking a good look at the whole area of workplace wellness. And that, of course, refers to the environment, the conditions that employers provide their employees to ensure optimal productivity. This is a part of a study that the Transamerica Center for Health Studies conducted with our very own Johns Hopkins University. And it's yielded quite a number of very interesting insights. One of the things they looked at was social connectedness. It's important to have healthy, sustainable, and enjoyable social connections in life in general, but also at the workplace. Here to take a better look at this is Hector De La Torre, who is the Executive Director of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. So Hector, social connectedness at work. It sounds like it might be a hard sell for employers to get their head around and to figure out what it is they're supposed to do to help people become actually sociable and make good friendships and social connections. What did the study reveal?
Well, you're absolutely right. Social connectedness is harder to create or implement. However, there is clear evidence that has shown that strong social connections can promote good employee health and productive workers. For example, researchers have found that employees with strong social connections in the workplace have increased levels of job satisfaction, improved productivity levels, improved coordination with coworkers, and greater commitment to their jobs, something every employer would want. More generally, social connections lead to increased trust, working together toward a common goal, helping behavior, and sharing of new ideas, all of which can lead to higher work quality and quantity of that work.
Now, some of this is naturally, it's very obvious, but what can employers actually do? How do you put the burden on employers to create the dynamic for this sort of thriving, socially connected workplace?
I wouldn't say burden. I think the important thing is that employers need to be aware of the need to have this environment and to encourage it. So what you can do is encourage participation in workplace health groups or clubs. We've been talking about workplace wellness. Well, anything that is healthier also encourages employees to do it together. Walking clubs help people to create bonds while doing physical activity. Sharing recipes for weight loss can promote personal connections and better health. The American Heart Association and the Centers for Disease Control have excellent free resources to help get clubs started. Mm-hmm. So these kinds of clubs where you're doing something healthy, but you're doing it together, kills two birds with one stone, so to speak. The employer can also provide opportunities for employee groups to meet face-to-face. Allowing people to meet or eat in common areas helps to develop trust and facilitate the sharing of ideas. I know in my workplace, there's a group of about a half dozen employees who once a week have a potluck, and they each bring, something to lunch together, and the group meets in a room at the workplace. Mm-hmm. And sit around and talk.
I'm actually a big fan of happy hour, which serves the same purpose, of course. Doesn't this all come down, Hector, to employers understanding that in order to operate on all cylinders, that it's about creating a culture internally of workers who enjoy working together and have a common purpose and a common vision of what the company itself is trying to accomplish?
Absolutely. I think it's always important to remember that outside of your family, you spend more time at work than anywhere else. So you are with these coworkers 40 plus hours a week, and you need to have positive connections with those coworkers if you're going to be as productive as possible.
Well, Hector, thanks as always. That's about all we have time for. Until next time here on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute, I'm Greg Tucker.